Hi, everyone. I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we bought a franchise.
We sure did.
And we also lost a GM days before our first ever big commercial job.
We did. That's true.
You know, I've been telling everyone that franchise ownership sometimes is kind of like that game at Chuck E. Cheese. What's that game called?
Whack-a-mole, my favorite.
So one thing pops up, you hit it with the thing, and then another thing pops up. And that's okay. It's kind of what comes with the territory. And for those of you that don't know, Jill and I are franchise consultants. We help people become franchise owners for a living. And we kind of did the very same. We bought our own franchise. It's called Pink's Windows. It's a franchise that you can buy yourself. Not a shameless plug at all.
Not at all.
But Pink's is our franchise. We own all of Palm Beach County, and we are growing this franchise. And the whole intent of this podcast is to bring you into our everyday lives as franchise owners. And the focus of today's podcast is to tell you what happened when days before our first ever big job, we lost our GM. So, Jill, what did happen?
So, you know, like every business, you have some growing pains and, you know, we're new to this. This is our first time jumping into, you know, buying an actual franchise. So, we, you know, had a great GM in place and, we sent our GM and what we call our lead tech to training. And, you know, we just kind of realized that maybe it was mutually not the best fit. And this, as Jack said, comes days before our official grand opening, to be honest, our first day and our first job, which was a massive commercial job, which we'll tell you guys about. So the timing wasn't great.
And that brings up just a quick side point. A lot of people don't know this. So like our business, we wash windows, right? We wash windows for houses. And I didn't really think about it at first, but we wash a lot of business windows too. And so along comes this big commercial job, and this sort of, in a way, it helped us because it really expedited our timeline. We had this job coming up, I think it was on March 4th. Mm-hmm. And so we knew we had to be fully up and running. We had to have window washers in place. And so we lose our GM, right? Week before the big job. What do you do? How do you handle this type of situation? For a lot of people who have never owned a business, this is like nightmare situation.
Right. Not the best timing.
But we were very lucky in that we have what we call a lead tech. And techs, for those of you who don't know, there are window washers, right? That's the title of a window washer, is a tech. A lead tech is sort of your top window washer. Now, this is the cool part, is that our lead tech, he had never washed a window in his life.
No.
Before going to training at Pink's. Let me tell you something about this lead tech. Well, he's our GM now. He now can wash a window like nobody's business. He can power wash and pressure wash like nobody's business.
Right.
And Jill, if that isn't a testimony to how great franchising is.
Right. I mean, and the training was amazing. And he, thank goodness he was there with the GM that was no longer there for two reasons. One, he, you know, picked up the training, learned how to wash windows, learned the business. So he was able to step into the GM role very easily. And also while he was there, he really showed initiative. He showed us that he, you know, could handle a general manager position and was the best person for the job. And I think that that speaks volumes to advancement. You know, we always talk about when we're building this business that we, you know, it's not just a job. We want you to grow with us. We'd love to have a team, you know, be with us from day one. And this shows you that if you do put in that work and that initiative, there is room for growth. It's not just a job.
Well, and I think that's another thing that I really love about being a franchise owner is that all of us have had a bad boss. All of us have felt like we were stuck in a dead-end job and we weren't going anywhere. And so with Jill and I, with our franchise, it was important to us to communicate to everyone that comes to work for us that this is not flat. You're going to start at this pay rate, but if you do well, we're going to graduate you quickly. There's an opportunity for you to make a lot more money as you grow with us, because those were things that we wish we would have had when we worked in corporate America, was a company that really cared for us, that wanted to give us an opportunity to grow. So here we go. We're launching our first big job. We lose the GM, and now we graduate the lead tech who has the training into the GM role. And we were able to finish the job. Actually, I mean, again, whole new crew, in record time. What we thought we would have to spend 4 days on, because this is a big building.
Right.
Big, beautiful building in the middle of Palm Beach. We thought it'd be a 4-day job. We got it done in 2 days. And we did a great job.
Yeah, we did a great job. So it was a wonderful start to the business. Also, you know, it was a great day to kind of get the guys on board and to really understand what it's like. I mean, that's a big job. That's not a house. That's a lot of windows.
Right.
So they got a lot of practice. They were able to see what a commercial job was like. So it was really a great way to launch the business.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate to have that. And like Jack said, it kind of gave us a push to open because many people, when they're opening their franchises, they have a target date. Oh, we want to try to open in April, or, you know, they have a month or maybe even a week in mind. For us, it was this job. This job pushed us to get our team in place, to get everything ready to go. So it was good. It was a great way for us to kick off the business.
Yeah. And thank God for the franchisor. And for those of you wondering, you know, how does this all work? How do you put it together? So the franchisor helped us with recruiting. They helped us with, you know, all the content we needed to find our techs, our GM. They have written, employment ads that we utilized. They have strategy for finding those employees, which we were able to deploy. And so that's where, again, when people say, is it really worth it to own a franchise? Boy, I would say in terms of the hiring process, it was. When you consider how quickly we needed to ramp up, not only with a GM and a lead tech, but actually window washing techs. We had, when we did our big first day of interviews, you remember, Jill, we must have had, I think, 10 people come in to interview for the position out of like 100 resumes.
Yeah.
And then what we did, once we sort of found our core group of four, is we brought them out to our house to train them how to wash windows. And this is another great thing I love about Pinks and about the window washing space in particular. We can teach it.
Yeah. It's not a skill you have to have coming into the business. You just have to be open to learning. And honestly, the days that they were at our house, they were practicing, they were training. It was a perfect way for them. It was good for us. We got our windows
clean. Yeah, we got our windows clean.
But it was a good way for them to really learn and practice. Because with this, the more you do it, once you learn the technique, the more you do it, the better you get and the faster you get. So that was really beneficial for them to be able to do it. But like Jack said, you don't have to come in knowing this. So really, when we look for people, we're looking for people that, you know, have the drive and the work ethic and the, you know, desire to kind of grow and be part of this growing company, because we can teach you the skill. That's not a problem.
And of the four guys that we hired, three of them are still with us.
Right.
And that's been great. And we've been, I mean, we've been busy. Ever since that first week, we've been getting busier and busier and busier. And so the guys have been on board with us. So it's really great again. And I think that having a franchisor that was able to teach our now GM how to do this,
right,
so that he could quickly teach our guys. And by the way, you can look it up. Pink's Windows, Palm Beach. We've got 5-star Google reviews across the board. We've only been open
four weeks. Yeah.
And so we've been averaging easily two to three Google reviews per week that are 5-star. And again, this has been what's great about having the support of Resi Brands and Pink's Windows, is that they motivate us to do this. We have weekly phone calls where we're checking in, we're working with other franchisees, we're learning what they're doing in their market, what's helping them be successful. And we're all sort of, being held accountable, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
But it inspires us. Like when we get on our weekly Pink's franchisee chat and we hear the great things the other owners are doing in other markets, it fires us up.
Right. And it's also important to know that it's reciprocal in the sense that we can give them feedback about how our market might be a little bit different than the market in Austin, because we're dealing with different clientele, different weather, different situations. So it's good to have this open conversation, and they're very open to it, to hear that maybe insurance is a little bit different in Florida versus Texas. So, but it's been really helpful to have the support and the guide. And, you know, again, when people are starting a new business, that part can be very scary. So having someone there to kind of bounce ideas off of and to mimic and to mirror is so amazing. And we've talked about this with our clients, but now we're seeing it ourselves.
Yeah. And it's also, it's nice to see, I mean, Pink's is a relatively new franchise, which again, Jill and I, we talked about on the first episode. That's part of what excited us. And so I think we were officially maybe the third franchisee to join on. And when we joined, the first franchise market was growing you know, at a slower pace, but all of a sudden now we're hearing that that franchise owner, he's leading the pack. Mm-hmm. He's doing great. I mean, he's continuing to grow. So overall, as franchise owners, we're seeing the business grow as it should. And so that's been really gratifying to see. So, you know, again, I think the lessons learned from this are have a deep bench, in terms of your personnel, think ahead in terms of who you're hiring and work with the franchisor. I think that really helped us in terms of being able to tackle that job. And again, it's something I never thought about. And we can't really get into numbers on this podcast unless they're, you know, item 19 numbers, but this was a big job. For our first job, the big commercial job. So as you think about franchise ownership for yourself, think about sort of a B2B and B2C revenue stream. Think about any business you're looking at. Does it have those two things? Because you may have a slow week with consumers, but have a big commercial job to kind of see you through. Now, on the other side, what we're doing is we are learning to put our clients on maintenance plans, which actually helps them and helps us. So when we go clean their windows, we power wash, pressure wash, it's let us come back every quarter. Mm-hmm. And so that puts us on a nice consistent schedule. And other home services like mom and pops, things like that, they're not doing anything like that. Right. So again, our experience with those types of things, even being new players in our market, has just been a huge differentiation point. So anyways, that's what we have for you today on this podcast. We were able to survive the loss of our GM and successfully complete our first big commercial job. On the next episode of We Bought a Franchise, we're going to talk to you about some other challenges that we faced and overcome.
It's one of those things, you guys. It's business ownership, right? So things are going great. Something kind of roadblocks you. So like we said, we're going to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we want to show you how we work through it and how we got through it. And gosh, there might be times we may not have an answer, but we'll share that all with you guys too. So
franchise whack-a-mole.
It is.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to We Bought a Franchise. I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
We'll talk to you next time.
We bought a franchise. We did our research, looked at all the options, then we found Pink's Windows down in Austin. Now we got a truck and a team, and we're gonna make this whole town clean. We bought a franchise. We bought a franchise.